All right, welcome back. Let's head down to the New York Stock Exchange now and check in with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. Jared, good to have you back. As you, I'm sure you're very excited to follow Apple $3 trillion market cap level.
It is pretty incredible. In fact, let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive and look at our trending tickers once again, because that has been front and center. Apple being probably the most important stock in the Milky Way galaxy. I'm going to just throw that out there. I don't know about the rest of it, but definitely the solar system. I'm going to put our quote screen back on. And by the way, Apple just hit another record high, up 45 basis points, as you can see there. But we're trying to get to that magic number that puts this number, market cap, that I'm circling in red at the left hand, at $3 trillion. So that's going to be, I think, at 1.9%. If that Apple closes up 1.9% or even intraday hits that, that will be that $3 trillion mark. Why am I focusing on this so much? Because I think it's clear that institutional money is heading into the stocks in anticipation of a Santa Claus rally into the end of the year. So we want to know, we want to see, what are some of these other stocks? What are some of the sectors that are gaining favor? We had that little bit of a shakeout 2 weeks ago. I wasn't here last week for the bounce back, but let me put the Wi-Fi Interactive, our sector heat map, on a five-day outlook. And we can see going back to, as of the close last Monday, tech is in the forefront. That is up 5%, followed by healthcare and staples. Pretty interesting to see the money flows. Now let's take a look at what's going on in the NASDAQ 100 today. And we can see some big gains over the prior 5 days as well. Apple's up 9%. You can tell a lot of portfolio managers would probably love to have a big Apple position at the end of the year. That's what this is about, making sure they have the right stocks in there. You see Facebook getting some love as well. That's up 5%. Microsoft up 4.5%. And looking at what's happened to the software space over the last few months, this is the last 5 days. You can see a lot of dark green there. Let's check out the last 2 months, because this is a sector that has seen a lot of the haves and the have-nots here. You can see DocuSign down 44%, Coupa Software down 37%. So we could see some money flowing, not into the beaten down names, but into some of the stronger names. And I think it's going to be about the balance sheet for 2022. When we think about what companies are going to survive a rapid interest rate hike regime, if it came to that, that's not necessarily the most probable scenario, but that is going to be those companies that don't rely as much on debt. So I think into the end of the year, we're going to see more of a rush into the tech stocks and maybe some of the healthcare stocks that gotten beaten down as well, especially those VAC stocks that have been darlings at previous points in the years and haven't been so lately. We'll have to see what happens, and there's no guarantee that we get a Santa Claus rally, but this would be the time of year that it starts, guys.
I don't know about a Santa Claus rally for oil as well, Jared. we've seen oil prices really be reactive, maybe even more reactive to stocks, right? To Omicron variant headlines. We've got some headlines on that front out of the UK that may be putting some pressure on. And we also have some new targets from OPEC for commodity investors to consider.
That's right. Let's start with the latter one. OPEC just released its demand forecast for not only the current year, but also 2022. They increased it by 200,000 barrels per day. This isn't really a market-moving report. A lot of time, this kind of lags the market, but it shows you where the international agencies, where their collective minds are. We're going to get another one, I believe, from the IEA. That's the International Energy Agency, or IEA, and possibly also the Department of Energy here. So all of these combined point to a stronger than previously anticipated demand for oil, despite the Omicron, despite the Delta variant, despite everything else. But let's keep in mind, let me pull up a year-to-date chart of WTI crude on the Wi-Fi Interactive. A big part of this decline, or at least some part of the decline, had to do with the OPEC plus calculation, their increasing supply, but also there was a strategic petroleum reserve released by the U.S. in coordination with other countries around the world. I think a lot of that is priced in, and we probably have a new trading range with respect to crude. We have to the downside, 65 is looking like decent support, and to the upside, we have about $85 per barrel. That's a pretty wide range, but oil does tend to go side, does tend to train rage bound most of the time. And when it breaks to the upside or the downside, you get a trend. But for the time being, probably going to be locked inside this range, guys.
Jared Blickery, good to have you back. Missed your chart work. We'll check back with you later.